So this step-by-step is very important. And with the step-by-step, it's all outlined on the website of our curriculum. So why do we have to? Because there exist so many schools that are actually university curriculum on Buddhism and so on. Why are we doing what we're doing? Why does DW exist? Well, because humanity is in conflict with itself. I don't need to explain that, you just have to watch the news every day. And with nature, the environmental degradation, at a stage unsalvageable by any of these alone. Alright. We have so many religious leaders. The existing state of human affairs is that we already have many religious institutions. We have tons of philosophies. Science is robust. Morality or politics, we have systems of government and so on. None of these alone can address the problem of humanity in conflict with itself and nature. Why? Because all these are fragments of the whole humanity. When humanity is in conflict, how do you expect a fragment of it to solve the problem? Right? We blame our government, politics. Or we say our religious leaders could do more. Or we think science should have come up with a solution. No. These are five of the fragments of humanity. All these fragments have to come back together to form the whole humanity. That is why AWE is in existence. Because we want to reunite all this fragmentation. Now what is more urgent is the present course of our civilization is heading towards imminent destruction of the human race and Mother Nature. You may say, oh, just another doomsday guy talking. Well, in our curriculum, later on, when we talk about global warming reality and so on, we will delve deep into the scientific proof that this statement is true. So we'll just leave it like this for now. You can take it at face value. And again, that's the reason for our existence. So, what is the solution? The solution is a collective consciousness. A collective consciousness of enlightenment, not the collective consciousness of what we have now, which is insensible economic development. That is our collective consciousness right now on this planet. Right? So we have to change that collective consciousness into a collective consciousness of enlightenment. And this has to happen in a timely manner in order to avert such a imminent disaster. Right? So don't take me as a doomsday prophet for now, because in our curriculum we will actually go in and scientifically justify, validate this statement. That is why AWE is in existence in a nutshell. Any questions so far about why AWE is happening? Now, I want to go in a little bit about fragmentation of higher learning. The human has always wanted to know everything. We ask the big questions. We look at all the various phenomena in this whole universe, and we try to understand it. So, what do? We establish an institution of higher learning in order to understand the universe, and we call this institution University. This is a place where we're supposed to understand all phenomenology, everything that has to do with human living and the non-living. All right. But in doing so, as university evolved, what happened is there's too many knowledge. So in order to perceive this knowledge, we need certain faculty, like, for example, a human Once you perceive reality outside this human body, we have a faculty of sight, faculty of hearing, faculty of smell, faculty of taste, faculty of touch. And in the same way, the university also has many faculties, faculty of science, faculty of art, faculty of music, faculty of all these things. These are all humanities. Now, as we specialize in certain faculties, for example, I like to listen to music all the time and I close my eyes, and then maybe after 10 years, I close my eyes, I become blind, and my hearing becomes very acute. And the same thing is happening with university faculties. Faculty of science becomes highly specialized in science and forgot about the arts of philosophy and humanity and so on. Right? So this is when the fragmentation begins. Now within the faculty, eventually, they even depart from their original mission of trying to understand the universe through their faculty. So as they depart, they become departments inside the faculties. So that is why they're called departments. But the original university administrators, they understand this. That is why they use these words. This is why words are so important when they come into context. Alright? So then, at the department level, they're far from it. So, say, the faculty of science, right? Within that, like the department of chemistry, department of biology, department of physics, and eventually the physicists don't talk to the biologists, and the biologists don't talk to the chemists, and then the faculty is just totally lost that original intent of the university. This is where fragmentation begins. And then even within, say, the department of chemistry, they may have a highly specialized center of chemical pollutants, for example, center for certain medical research. Center, what does center mean? I am self-centered. So you dwindle from the big thinking mold to the smaller thinking box. We think from the big thinking mold. Under our present educational system, we are trained to think smaller, going deeper and deeper into the smaller thinking box, smaller silo. Now how can we expand such an educational system to our savior? That is why AWE exists. We are going to reverse this trend. In fact, if you think about all this university is about humanity, if you look at the faculty of humanity these days, they are the people with the least prestige, the least important on the whole campus. The most important ones are your faculty of medicine or law or whatever, right? And the center of excellence or something, right? If our children could say, oh, I'm going to take humanities major, well, the parents would say, what are you going to do when you graduate? It is totally unemployable. That is the product of fragmentation of our learning system. And that is why AWE exists. We are a virtual academy, and we are open to the whole world, that any students can attend class via the internet or on the website. So, this is what fragmentation is about, and this is why AWE is in existence. So how is AWE going to do this, achieve this? Well, these five aspects of humanity, religion, philosophy, science, morality, and politics, must amalgamate into a holistic educational system, which is why we have a coherent four-year curriculum, a holistic educational system, and must be comprehensible to all age and all cultures, and that's the difficult part. Right? It's no good if you have an ivory tower kind of a curriculum. It has to be practical, it has to be understandable and appreciated by all culture, all ages. Because after all, truth is simple. People make it complicated with words. Now, remember the Dalai Lama says, take care of your thoughts. Right? So here, all human action, the thought becomes words and words becomes action and action becomes habit and so on and so forth. That's what this whole inner said in his presentation. Well, we know all human actions are preceded by thinking. So our thinking mode determines our value. And then our value determines our behavior. It's very simple, right? We start thinking of an idea, then we act out our idea, and that reinforces certain behavior and becomes habit and pattern and becomes our character. So the AWE curriculum is designed to instill an enlightened thinking mode. So we go right into the origin, the root of the problem, how our thinking arises. So the AWE curriculum is so designed that we instill an enlightened thinking mode right from the start, from the beginning, from the origin, which will lead to a life of meaning, purpose, happiness, and prosperity. So rather than feeding ourselves with a lot of do this, don't do that thing, we say, how do we think to begin with? What is that thinking process to lead us to do this and don't do that? So it's a thinking part, and that the thinking part is wisdom. So that is how we're going to do it. Your curiosity about religion, philosophy, science, art, politics will be integrated in a holistic curriculum of humanities. But who should be taking this course? In the present age of information, the internet is able to provide knowledge, far and vast, but wisdom, on the other hand, is from even more remote and inaccessible. So we are in an age of information overload. But where is the wisdom of utilize all this information? Our curriculum enables us to discover and develop an enlightened thinking mode with which you and your loved ones will benefit from living a life filled with compassion, love, harmony, peace, and prosperity. So these are results of our action, and that result from the thinking mode. Without wisdom, one's career and life cannot prosper to its full potential. So that is so important. That is why wisdom is so important, and we are here to learn wisdom. We are not here to learn information, because the information is already available on the internet. So we're not talking about which sutra have you read, which great teacher have you listened to. Yeah, that's important too. But then pull out the essence and recognize in what grade does this belong, which piece of the puzzle is he addressing. Right? And the AWE curriculum already laid out the whole path, the old puzzle. So we can fit it, we can organize our thought process, all this information, organized neatly and wisely. For those who have studied Buddhism for a long time especially, AWE's curriculum inspires and enables us to fully comprehend and practice Buddhism's teaching, the way to enlightenment. So it's for the uninitiated and also for someone who has been journeying this for a long time. So basically, our E1 curriculum is to ignite us. We call it the initial drive stage. It gives us the motivation. It motivates us towards enlightenment, towards gaining that wisdom. And the second year is progress. We work hard to consolidate that wisdom, to let it flourish and develop more. And the third year, we call it the wholesome stage. That is when we actually feel the joy, the product, the fruition of our progress. And the final year, we go into an advanced curriculum. There's a lot of information here, and for today's purpose, all we'll do is just review the curriculum of the first year, the initial drive, alright? So rest assured, all the questions you have in mind is somewhere in the second, third, or final year of our curriculum. But we will answer the questions when we get there. Right? So now, let's just focus on our first year curriculum. So before I end, are there any questions so far? Is it too overwhelming or too much information overload or feeding you like a McDonald's? David is becoming fast. Any comment? Please.
No comment.
Alright. That was easy.
it's a lot to take on.
Yes.
A lot to take on. A little piece of time. It's like eating an elephant. Mm-hmm. A little piece of time.
Right. It is. So we're going to make it simple. But then it's also crucial that we try not to miss class. Right? Because you miss a piece, it sounds simple, it's actually not. Right? So once you miss that one little important step, you know, you go grade 1, grade 2, and then skip to grade 4, you wonder, why is it always something not connecting? Well, because you skip a grade. Same thing, you skip a class, there's a lot in the class. In every class, there's actually a lot of information. As the first introductory class, we're already trying to simplify to as little as possible, and just leave you to think about it and look at it on your own time on our website. Okay? Now here's the scary part. Expectations. Alright. We need to manage our expectations. Now, this is serious business. When we talk about responsible for our own spirituality, you know, the well-being of our soul, this is serious business. So, we do it like in the Western educational system, we just follow what is the norm, alright? Which means we want our classmates to actually gain something out of this and to measure that systematically and have no person left behind. We have checks and balance and make sure everybody is actually on the same page, so to speak. So we encourage that attendance should be about 90%. There will be 36 sessions in this year. If you are absent twice, someone will be taking attendance. Our class monitor will give you a friendly reminder. On the third time of absence, you might get an official warning, class monitor. If you're absent four times, you'll have a final warning. Now, of course, if there are family emergency sickness and so on, you know, we'll understand. But we will highly encourage you to repeat next year. Why? Because once you skip a step, as you listen to further on, our preconceived ideas, the ego, will try to rebel and resist the new information, and it will be counterproductive. So when it's a curriculum, you learn step by step by step. When you're in day two, you got all your answers, grade three, you pass your exam, grade four, you progress, there's no problem. But when a grade two student asks a grade five teacher a grade five question, or suddenly it's in grade five, and given a grade five answer, the grade two student doesn't like that answer. It will rebel against that answer. It will say, no, I have a different opinion. It's not a matter of opinion. It's a matter of graduation. Okay? We do that formally with all the curriculum, all the silly things we learn in life, even a cooking class, we have to pass, bake a pie, and let your chef taste it. Okay, good pie or fail. When it comes to our spirit, we are way too lenient to ourselves. We just not disciplining ourselves enough. So that is why we have to clarify our expectations. And then there will be two midterm and one final term. There will be simple stuff, like the survey you took today. The passing grade is 50%. An exam question maybe, what do you think is most important to take care of, to address, you know, our thoughts, our words, our action, our habit. It will be stuff like that, simple stuff there. And you say, yeah, take care of the thoughts first, and yeah, pass. nothing too intimidating. It will be basic elementary stuff. So each of these is 20% of the course weight. Three tests, so that's 60% here. The book report is 15%. And volunteer work, you can be volunteering anywhere, either with us or any other organization out there. Right? And that gives you right away a grade point of 25%. Okay, that is very important. That is what we mean by engaged. We're only asking 2 hours a week. Right. We watch TV 2 hours a week more than that anyway. Right. So we might as well be doing something a little bit more contributory to our fellow humans. Okay, so that should add up to 100%, 60 and 40, right? Okay. Any questions? Feel like dropping out right now?